Okay, so we're holding in Ois Kuf Vav. Al Talab Adayt Chol Lenatzeach is a Chochom, Ki Lo Yisar Be Al Chochmos Chochmor. So, do not even contemplate the possibility of being Menatzeach to Chochom, because you won't be Mar Be Chochmor. Now, we don't believe in the infallibility of the Chochom, right? The Parashat Gemara, the Mor says Rava said something in Shir. I said what I said to you yesterday is Brahma Shantalifnaithyam Tos, and this is really the din. So he corrected himself. So we make mistakes. So the famous Maestro, somebody went to Master Putner this question that we don't believe in the infallibility of the Chachamim. So what does Musa of Munus Chachamim, Das Tara, etc., etc.? So he said to him, Einstein is giving a class in physics. You walk into the class in physics and Einstein says something and you think he's saying it wrong. He's saying physics wrong. Now, is it possible? It's highly possible. Einstein is a human being and makes mistakes. But if you think you're the person who caught Einstein on a mistake in physics, you're an idiot. He can make mistakes, but the probability, if I asked you what are the probabilities between you copying him and him a mistake, or you not understanding what he said, the chances are much greater on he's the one who's ahead and you're the one who's behind, rather than vice versa. So, if you really think that you're the one who copped him, you know, it's possible. It's not impossible. Between impossible and improbable, right, there's a very big gap. Impossible isn't, it's infinite, right? It's impossible. Improbable means it's possible, but it's improbable. But it's highly improbable. So that's the first step of the Rosh is saying. Don't think you're going to chop the chochem in something. But the Rosh has a different nakuda. Let's say taka. It's even possible. It's not only is it possible. It's a possible. It's a good possibility. But if your goal is to be menatzeach, you're not listening. You're talking. The Gaon says of all the line, the Gaon in the Mishle, the pasuk says, "Es sinuim chokhma." So "es" can mean sometimes with those who are tsinua, there is wisdom. So the Gaon says, "Why is wisdom found by those who are tsinua?" He says, "Called dibur shel adam, everything that a person says is low." With an olive, loibet avav. That's the saying goes, right? Loibet olive avav, right? That's how Moshe says it. When you're talking, your purpose of talking is not for yourself. It's for somebody else. You're imparting information to somebody else. When you're listening, you're learning something. When you're talking, you're talking. Right? So the person who's a tzenua and is a listener is getting a lot of lessons because he's hearing a lot of things. The guy who's always talking, he's never absorbing anything new. He's saying what he already knows. How's he getting any new wisdom? By listening. So, even if it's possible, but if you walk in with the goal to be Metzeach as a Chochem, and your goal is to show him why you're right, so you're not listening to him. You're not learning anything new. Maybe it's possible you're right. But maybe there's another connection you didn't realize. And maybe that even if you're right, there's still information that you need to gain. So let them listen. Hear them out. Well, I once had the part of the challenge going through the process of being a yeshiva is chavrusas. Chavrusas is a good chavrusa is very 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 valuable, and a not good chavrusa can drive you crazy. So Baruch Hashem, I had one school. I had a very good chavrusa. We were chavrusas for 7 years together. And then he became a Rebbe, and that was the end of that. And that was very, very, you know, so it was a little more challenging after that. But there was one school I was living with somebody, and like, the chavrusa that I had, which was good, like, we worked well together. You know, we asked good questions back and forth with each other, but we copped each other. A lot of times, like, you cop, when you start talking, I cop where he was going, you know, so I followed him, etc. But this group was like, everything I said, the guy argued with me. And I feel like someone's like, you're talking at somebody, you're not talking to somebody. It's like talking at him. Like, so I once met some Rabbi Shlomo Shapiro, the Mashkech Yeshiva. And I asked him, like, you know, there's a lot of words going on, but there's like, it's like modern society, you know, like there's no conversations. There's people talking at each other. Right? So he said that the goal of a Chavrusashaft is not to convince the other person that you're right. The goal of a Chavrusashaft is for each party to hear the other person's position clearly, listen to it well, understand it, and then if you're not convinced, you're not convinced. He says, how do you know? When you start repeating the same words again and again and again, it's time to stop. So I present an argument. He asked me, Kasha. He says, no, his pshat is right because my pshat is true. Okay, good point. I think of a teretz. Okay, then I ask him, Kasha, and his pshat. He thinks of a teretz. So what's really happening is a phenomenal thing. I'm retracting somewhat from my position because he asked a good Kasha. And I clarify my point. You know, you're right. That's not like a good point. So I have to rephrase what I said a little better. So I'm honing in more what I understand. At some point in time, we're honed in. I have my pshat, you have your pshat. I have no rise more one way or the other. Now we're just repeating ourselves. And there's no tachlis of deeper at that point in time. Till then, you're imparting information to each other. Now you're just yelling at each other. And sometimes you walk by, you hear Chavrusashaft doing that, it just drives you crazy. Like, you know, just stop it already. It's Ganuksha, you know. It's the same words, but now some of they say it quicker and slower, louder, softer, you know, more forcefully, less forcefully, more bangs on the stand, less bangs on the stand. It's all bizarre. Ganuksha, you know, you're not going anywhere. There's certain conversations which take place. You know, when two people come to me and they have an argument on something, I can predict beforehand what A is going to say and what B is going to say, because I know them already. They do the same argument. Like, in 14 different variations, the same argument. Like, I just have no cheshik. Like, you know, Russia made us different. And that's fine. The Russia made us different because, Adarabba, that's what generates more Torah. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't want a yes man. I don't want a Rabbi Loza to tell me why I'm right. I want his lawyers to ask me questions. I want him to challenge me. And because of that, I will think of a teretz and I'll get it clearer. So that's great. If that's my goal, Adarabba, Gemalda Gachachma. But my goal is to talk at you why I'm right. And when you're not right, so what did I gain? Especially when you do it. So one thing you do with Harusa, another thing you do with Shir. I had a friend, we were together in camp 2 summers. So his favorite line was Efshar Fakert. Like, you say A, he would say B. That's just the way he was. So he told me one time, he says, you know, like, you know, we were choosing about one time, he said, he had a Rebbe one time said to him, Efshar Richtig. Said Efshar Fakert every time, Efshar Richtig. Oh, so the Rishim Chaim did this to me. Awesome, my son. So when I was in Shir, I was fairly argumentative with him in Shir, and he didn't necessarily appreciate it so much sometimes. So at one point in time, he appointed me as the person who was the chayzer for the Shir, for the younger Bachar. So what's the chayzer's job? The chayzer's job is to know the Shir well, and then repeat it over to the other Bachar and answer all their questions. So what happened was, I realized what happened was, that while in Shir, I was constantly thinking about why maybe I could see it differently than him. Now that I hadn't answered all the, up to Shir, I had to figure out all the questions on him and why they're not Shreir. And answer their questions. So I was using my cup to figure out why he's right, not why he's wrong. And that's what happened. So meanwhile, you know, it was an awesome experience. It was an attitude issue. We were going to the Shir with, let's see, maybe we can learn another way. And that was the attitude. I kept arguing with him. Now I was busy thinking, as you're saying, Shir, okay, what would the problems be and how would I answer them? I was tremendous chachma. I enjoyed it very much, just the chachma of sticking me in that position. Like, like I told you, the maestro with you know, when I went back to visit for you know, his Shiva's mostly what a Talmud is, right? I told you the maestro, right? Saying like that, he expected us to know what he said, you know, but he said that. I mean, and there were times. There were times also when I would argue with him in Shir, and I saw that he was saying, and he would say, "Si, si, si, you know, like that's the way it is. Like he wasn't in the mood of discussing it. So I was really mechutzif. I would push his button. I would really like push him. Hechatesi, you know. And that was Gavaldik. Whenever I do that, it was Gavaldik. It wasn't nice. But you really, like sometimes he would start, when he would get upset, like he wasn't in the mood of talking about it, because that's way, like a munach by him. Okay, you really want to challenge me? I'll tell you why. And he would start throwing all the shots at you. And he'd get all worked up, and he'd start talking like 50 miles an hour. And he'd throw a shots at you. And it was awesome to watch. But it wasn't nice to push the button. But if you go in with the point is he has what to teach you, and your goal is, okay, sometimes you got to push the button to get the answer. Okay, you know, it's not nice, but at least you're gaining. Now you know why this Yisrael is true, and what the Makaras are for this, what's the background for it, right? Maybe I should have done an outside of Shir, you know, okay. But, you know, not in the context of Shir. I think he wasn't happy about me doing a Shir. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Asam Archosov, so he says, you bring quotes to Sefer Chassidim. If you're having a debate with a chacham, al yilchol etzar im nitzachacha. Don't feel bad if he wins. Because you gain something, you learn something new. Im ratzeach osoy matamich. But if you win, what'd you gain? If he beats you, hervachta asher yadata atom mashal yadata koydim lachen. You learn something new. So the gain is a tremendous gain, right? That but if the goal is I want to show why I'm right, I'm not learning anything new. So it's that's the point of the rush. So even we'll discuss probabilities, possibilities, who's right, who's wrong. But obviously he has more knowledge and he has more information. And there's a reason why he's saying it. Let me hear what it is. I might still argue, but at least let me hear. Right? And there's so much more I could gain the background where he's coming from. And that's what happened. Like, you know, he would come with certain hanachas and shir, and I don't know why they were true. And what you know, and then you know, and he would give me a whole world of why he was saying it, and then that was like a tremendous thing to see, like you know, that level of there's a whole other layer which I wouldn't have gotten otherwise. Yes, I came out looking like you know, argued with him, and I was totally wrong. Fine, why is that bad? But I gained so much more information. Right? But I walked out sure, you know what? Listen, my pshat is I have a good pshat. What's wrong with my pshat? Okay, we'll have to stop here.